For 105 years, the Boy Scouts of America and the Mormon Church have been so intertwined, it can seem like they're one and the same. But this week, the church made an historic announcement. It will end its century-old partnership with the Boy Scouts and create its own youth programs for its congregations around the world. But the process of extracting scouting from its place in the Young Men's Program of the Church of Latter-day Saints will likely be a difficult one. The show's Lauren Gilger is here now with more on that. Good morning again, Lauren.
Good morning, Mark. So this announcement that the Mormon Church will sever ties with the Boy Scouts of America seemed pretty amicable, but there are a lot of questions that remain. And for more on that, I got a hold of Tad Walsh, who covers the LDS Church for the Deseret News in Salt Lake City. And we started by talking about just how deep this connection goes.
So the LDS Church and the Boy Scouts have been so intertwined over 105 years now that really I consider Boy Scouts to be an indelible part of the Mormon culture and program for young men. So this is an incredibly big change. You have had church presidents, apostles serving on the National Executive Board for a half a century. So it is a very strong link between the two.
Yeah, and how big of a portion of the Boy Scouts of America are also members of the LDS Church, do you know?
Yeah, and so Mormon boys make up 1 in 6 Boy Scouts. It might be a little higher. We're told that right now there are 405,000 to 420,000 Mormon boys who are Boy Scouts out of 2.3 million total Scouts in the Boy Scouts of America.
Wow. So now the church has announced it will leave and create sort of its own version of Boy Scouts here. But tell us briefly what has led up to this decision.
There are so many reasons why this change is happening. For some decades now, there's been some concern that more money was spent on boys in congregations than on girls because of the cost of the Scout program. So there was some inequality there that leaders have wanted to remedy for a long time. Same for international versus American Mormons, with BSA not being available overseas as readily and camping being more difficult in a lot of places around the world. It just hasn't been something that's translated well. So there's been some inequality there between congregations. And then you've got, you know, tension about all the change that's been going on with Boy Scouts. The church has allowed gay boys to be members of troops, but in 2013, when the BSA said that gay leaders could be involved, the church felt some concern that they weren't able to dictate who would be leaders in their troops. They worked that through and managed to continue the relationship, which continued to be strong. But there have been some signs of this fraying over the last 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, yeah. So what? There are many, many Boy Scouts who are also Mormons there in Utah and all over the country, here in Arizona as well. But what has the reaction to this news been from people who especially have spent a lot of their lives involved in the Boy Scouts?
Boy, that's a great question. The reaction has been across the spectrum. We see profound sadness from leaders, from Eagle Scouts who, want to continue and have their boys. And, you know, some even now you've got girls of Mormons who are joining Cub Scouts and planning to join Boy Scouts. And there's real sadness. There's also a lot of happy people who feel like it's time for the church to move on and create more of this equality. And there's happiness, too, you know, with people who are frustrated with increasing paperwork and stress that comes with all the litigation and different things, liability issues around scouting today that weren't, you know, so prominent 30, 40 years ago. And finally, fundraising is always an issue. And there's some people who won't be sad to not have to be involved in raising funds.
So with the Mormon Church separating from the Boy Scouts, and even though it won't happen until 2020 officially, how big of an effect do you think this will have on the Scouts? I mean, we can talk next about the program the Mormon Church is going to create, but where will this leave Boy Scouts?
You know, the national office, in talking with me and other reporters, has played this down as something that will affect, you know, councils around the country. There are Mormon boys in almost every Boy Scout council around the country. But really, it's centered on 10% of the councils, and chiefly, you know, 3 in Utah and then some in, you know, Idaho, Arizona, some places in California and things. In Utah, 96% of Scout troops are sponsored by the church, but there are about a third of the Scouts overall in the state that are non-LDS. So, you know, I think number of boys who are in scouting will go down dramatically in some of those states, but will normalize around what the level is in other places in the country.
Okay. And last question I have for you, Tad. So tell us what you know so far about the program the church is expected to create here.
So we know that the church wants to equalize these programs, and they want to do it not only across the two genders, but across ages. So we expect the program to be similar in a lot of ways for boys and girls 8 to 18. But we also think, you know, there will continue to be, you know, they won't meet together, boys and girls. We think that'll continue to be separated by gender so that they can receive, you know, gender appropriate teaching and training. But it will be more religious based. I think you will still see camping. So there will be goal setting, achievement and activity, things going on. But we don't have a lot of detail at this point.
Okay. That's Tad Walsh, who covers the LDS Church for the Deseret News. Tad, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.